Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
So, I'll tell you something. Somebody said to me, Alina, would you rather be smart or pretty? And I said, oh, easy. Pretty. I can fake being smart.
Nope, you can't fake it, Alina Habba. Fresh off of losing a federal defamation lawsuit brought against Donald Trump by a sexual assault victim where Trump has to pay $83.3 million. Now, Justice Arthur Engoron, the New York judge presiding over the Attorney General civil fraud case, has just hit Donald Trump with a verdict in excess of $355 million. And when you add the verdict of all of the other co-defendants, including Eric and Don Jr., the final verdict is in the amount of $364 million just handed down by Justice Arthur Engoron. In addition, there are bans of conducting business in New York and taking out loans in the state of New York. There's also an additional enhanced independent monitorship by retired federal judge Barbara Jones. And in response to the verdict just issued by Justice Arthur Engoron, Alina Habba has responded. Here's what she is posting right now on Twitter or X or whatever they call it these days. Habba writes, "This verdict is a manifest injustice, plain and simple. It is the culmination of a multi-year politically fueled witch hunt that was designed to, quote, take down Donald Trump before Letitia James ever stepped foot into the Attorney General's office. Countless hours of testimony proved that there was no wrongdoing, no crime, and no victim. Given the grave stakes, we trust that the appellate division will overturn this egregious verdict and end this relentless persecution against my clients. Let me make one thing perfectly clear. This is not just about Donald Trump. If this decision stands, it will serve as a signal to every single American that New York is no longer open to business." Or Alina Habba, maybe, just maybe, there was overwhelming evidence, including statements that were made by Donald Trump and the statement of financial conditions and all of the accounting showing the separate set of books that Donald Trump kept, showing how Donald Trump devalued his own properties when he wanted to pay less property taxes, showing how Donald Trump inflated the valuation of his properties when he wanted to take out favorable loans, showing how Donald Trump continued to lie. And perhaps Justice Arthur Engoron, you want to say, maybe it's something with Justice Arthur Engoron, the same way you said it was the same thing with federal judge Lewis Kaplan, the same way you say it's the same thing with federal judge Tanya Chutkan, the same way you all say it's the same thing with New York Justice Juan Merchan. And then you all attack the independent monitor who you were involved in selecting in this case, who was handling the independent monitorship for a 14-month period. Then you all attack independent monitor, retired federal judge Barbara Jones, a very distinguished judge, which, by the way, Justice Arthur Engoron pointed out in a footnote in the 90-plus page order. Engoron said, "The court did not appoint Judge Jones randomly or arbitrarily or by happenstance. Rather, she was the only one of the three candidates that both sides proposed for the position of the independent monitor. However, after she issued her scathing January 26, 2024 report, quite critical of defendants' financial practices, defendants changed their tune. Overnight, a universally respected former federal judge with a stellar resume nominated by defendants themselves joined the ranks of all those people and institutions being unfair to defendants and out to get them." When you look at the social media handle for Alina Habba, all you see is losing and losing. So just take a look at the last two posts that she made. One here, her whining about the $364 million verdict against her client in the New York Attorney General civil fraud case. The post below it, back from January 26, 2024, was her whining about losing the $83.3 million verdict by a jury in the defamation case brought against Donald Trump by a sex assault victim. Remember what she had to say back then? This is what's posted on her social media. Here, let's play the video from Alina Habba from January 26, 2024. Play the clip.
It twisted. We are seeing a violation of our justice system. Ladies and gentlemen, you are not allowed to be stripped of every defense that you have. You are not allowed to be told that you can't bring it up. And imagine a point where a judge tells the lawyer before your client, the former president of the United States, the leading candidate and obvious nominee for the Republican Party, before he takes the stand to defend himself, Ms. Habba, tell me the questions you're going to ask in open court and tell me exactly what he's going to respond. And then edited my questions, edited the response he was allowed to give. And guess what my client did? He took the stand. He abided by the rules of this corrupt system that I have seen. We will immediately appeal. We will set aside that ridiculous jury. And I just want to remind you all of one thing. I will continue with President Trump to fight for everybody's First Amendment right to speak. Everybody's a right to defend themselves when they are wrongfully accused and to be able to say, I didn't do it. And to double and triple and quadruple down and say, this is wrong. This is wrong. But we are in the state of New York. We are in a New York jury, and that is why we are seeing these witch hunts, these hoaxes, as he calls them, and this is another one of them, be brought in New York, in states where they know they will get juries like this.
This episode of Legal AF is brought to you by Manicora Honey. It's getting colder, and this miracle of nature just fell in my lap at the perfect time. Manicora is a rare super honey that is 100% natural and has some unique properties. Manicora is made from Manuka honey, a single origin honey that comes from New Zealand, where the bees only feed on the nectar of the Manuka tea tree, making honey that is pure, rich, and complex with a creamier texture that is on a completely different level from the normal honey you find at the supermarket. You can use it as you would any other honey, but what puts the super in Manuka honey is that it's super rich in antioxidants and prebiotics, three times more compared to regular honey. On top of that, it contains an antibacterial compound called MGO that can be found exclusively in Manuka honey. The bottom line is that these nutrients really support your optimal immune and digestive health, and it's delicious. This is just the perfect way to treat myself with something that's going to keep me strong through the colder months, and the perfect gift for the people I love to keep them sweet and healthy too. The MGO 850 Plus Manicora Honey has this creamy caramel texture that melts in your mouth and is unlike anything I've ever tried. I can grab a spoonful out of a jar to put in my favorite beverage or squeeze some honey out on some toast or oatmeal. It's so delicious. Manicora is savory, delicious, and truly the best honey I've ever tried. If you head to manicora.com/legalaf, you can get $25 off their starter kit, which comes with the MGO 850 Plus Manicora Honey, a free travel pack honey sticks, a free wooden spoon, and also a free guidebook. It's the perfect gift for a loved one, no matter the season. Now, I love the jar and squeeze bottle, but the extra pack of compostable honey sticks is a perfect energy boost for whenever you're on the go, like traveling or running errands or taking a run or at the gym. That's manukora.com/legalaf to get $25 off your starter kit. This is just the ultimate honey. Indulge and try some honey with superpowers from Manicora.
By the way, thus far, as of the recording of this video, Trump has yet to provide a response, but here's what he posted soon after the verdict issued. I'm sure we'll get a response soon. Trump responded, "Looking forward to being at SneakerCon at the Philadelphia Convention Center, Pennsylvania at 3 p.m. on Saturday, then leaving for a big rally in Michigan." Donald Trump then also posted this photo right around when the verdict dropped in the New York Attorney General civil fraud case. Trump goes, "The fake news used artificial intelligence to create the picture on the top left. These are despicable people, but everybody knows that. The other pictures are me hitting the golf balls today to show the difference. Sadly, in our country, fake news is all you get." By the way, as you dig deeper into Justice Arthur Engoron's order, I wanted to read for you this part about how Trump and his lawyers refuse to admit any error at all. Justice Engoron writes, "The English poet Alexander Pope first declared, 'To err is human, to forgive is divine.' Defendants apparently are of a different mind. After some 4 years of investigation and litigation, the only error, inadvertent of course, that they acknowledge is the tripling of the size of the Trump Tower penthouse, which cannot be gainsaid. The complete lack of contrition and remorse borders on pathological." It's a great diagnosis right there by Justice Arthur Engoron about Trump, Alina Habba, and that whole team. "They are accused of inflating asset values to make more money. The documents prove this over and over again. This isn't a venial sin, not a mortal sin. Defendants did not commit murder or arson. They did not rob a bank at gunpoint. Donald Trump is not Bernard Madoff, yet defendants are incapable of admitting the error of their ways. Instead, they adopt a see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil posture that the evidence belies. This court is not constituted to judge morality. It is constituted to find facts and apply the law in this particular case. In applying the law to the facts, the court intends to protect the integrity of the financial marketplace and thus the public as a whole. Defendants' refusal to admit error, indeed to continue it, according to the independent monitor, constrains this court to conclude that they will engage in it going forward unless judicially restrained. Indeed, Donald Trump testified even today he does not believe the Trump Organization needed to make any changes based on the facts that came out during this trial." And I think as we reflect on Alina Habba's statements, this is what Alina Habba had to say back in January of 2023. And she claims that she's been winning all of these cases. She wins everything. She says, here, play this clip.
"From the legal perspective and somebody who is related and intimately involved in his legal cases, I would just like to say that, you know, when people bring cases against him, which worries a lot of people, when you have those, but they're not within merit, there are systems in place, even when you have crooked judges, appellate division, et cetera, and we've been winning. They're not publicized. They're not going to be. But I invite, you know, one time I'll invite people to ask me questions directly next time I'm on with you. But I am happy to, because I know that's something people worry about. But I have to tell you, everything is going to be fine. He is incredibly bright. He always has been, and he's always been by the books. So I will see you all in 2024. But I'm really proud to be working for somebody like President Trump. And I hope I'm in it for the long haul. It would be an honor."
And folks, that is Alina Habba for you. We will keep you posted with more developments here on the Midas Touch Network, but a big verdict against Donald Trump, the Trump Organization, his adult children, Eric and Don Jr., his CFO, former COO as well. When you add them up together, $364 million in disgorgement damages and other serious financial, not just financial penalties, but injunctive relief as well. We'll keep you posted here on the Midas Touch Network as we learn more. Have a great day. Hit subscribe. It's free.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.